the sure. You will never change. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's bless His holy name. There is none like unto Him. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star, the One that was, that is to come. Father, we bless Your holy name. We adore You. We lift You up and we bow before Your throne. There is none like unto You. Let's thank You for January, for February, for March, for April, for May. Father, we thank You for the rest of the year. Father, we appreciate You. We love You. We give You all the glory and adoration. There is none like unto You. You are such a mighty God, the One that cannot change. Unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star. Father, we worship You, we bless You, we honor Your holy name. Thank You for another guardian of Your people. Father, we appreciate You. We lift You up high. We bow before Your throne. Thank You for being there. We worship You. We worship Your holy name. Thank You for prayer being answered. Thank You for this prayer line. Thank You for what You are doing through this prayer line. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Thank You for the testimonies that be coming forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Thank You for those who are dedicated in joining it. Thank You for what You are going to do in their life. I will thank You for what You have been doing, in the Lord. Be Thou exalted in Jesus' precious name. We are prayed. Say, O Lord, my Father, whatever I have done in my life that I want to stand against my prayer, have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Holy, have mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Holy, show Your mercy. Whatever I've done in my life that I want to start again my prayer, Father, be merciful. Father, show Your mercy. Father, show Your mercy. Father, show Your mercy. Father, show Your mercy. Oh Lord, show Your mercy tonight in Jesus' name. We receive mercy. Merciful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, merciful. Merciful is Your name. You are merciful, Lord. Merciful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, merciful. Merciful is Your name. Say, O Lord, my Father, let Your garment of mercy overshadow me tonight in the name of Jesus. Let Your garment of prayer, garment of mercy, let it overshadow me tonight in the name of Jesus. Open Your water, pray, pray, pray. Father, let Your garment of mercy, let it overshadow me tonight in the name of Jesus. Let Your garment of mercy overshadow me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Let Your garment of mercy overshadow me tonight in the name of Jesus. Let Your garment of mercy overshadow me tonight in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer. Open tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer should open tonight. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Declare Your heaven open tonight over your prayer. Father, let my heaven open in the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open over my prayer tonight. Father, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open in the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open in the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Say, O Lord, my Father, I thank You for the way You have been answering my prayers in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Don't think God is not answering you. He's hearing your voice. He said His hand is not too short to deliver us. Father, tonight, O Lord, He said we should call upon You in the name of Your trouble, that You will deliver us and show us great and mighty things that we don't know about ourselves. Father, Father, we thank You for the way You have been answering my prayer. Father, we thank You for the way You have been answering my prayer. Father, we thank You for the way You have been answering my prayer. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, O Lord, my Father, arise tonight. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me, answer me, answer me in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Answer me tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me tonight by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Any problem confronting my life, hear the word of the Lord. Bow out in the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. In the name of Jesus, every problem confronting my life. In the name of Jesus, bow to the name of Jesus. Any problem, any circumstances confronting my life. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Yes, Lord. Any problem confronting my life, bow to the name of Jesus. 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 Open your water, pray. Any problem confronting my destiny, bow tonight in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray the next prayer point like this. Say, any form of arrow fired into my life to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. Backfire tonight in the name of Jesus. Any form of arrow fired into my family. Any form of arrow fired into my destiny. Any form of arrow fired into my life. Oh yeah, backfire. Aha. Let the arrow backfire tonight in the name of Jesus. Arrow fired into my life. I don't care who fired this. Let the arrow go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. Proverbs 23:18 says something clearly. It says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous, the Bible says, shall not be cut off. I want to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Pray this prayer point without apology to any power. Say, long time problem in my life. Say, long time problem hiding in my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Expire now in the name of Jesus. Every long-term problem hiding in my marriage. Any long-term problem hiding in my finances. Any long-term problem hiding in my ministry. Any long-term problem hiding in my damn destiny. Oh yeah, expire now. Expire now. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh yeah, expire. Pray for yourself. Expire today. In the name of Jesus. Expire now. You that problem in my life that is hiding. Enough is enough. Jump out. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. It is better to pray. Any problem that is hiding in your family, in your marriage, in your destiny, in your body, they must expire. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, they must expire. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Beloved, the devil thought they have closed the church, but he cannot close our voice. You are going to leave this next prayer point without apology to any power. I don't know the condition that the enemy wants to remain. Many of us, if you see what God has got in stock for us, you will pray like a wounded lion. Many of us are supposed to be an high flyer, yet we are still begging to eat at the basement. I want to gather yourself to pray this prayer for another day. Whatever is not of God in your life, it was the enemy that planted it. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every agenda of darkness that want my life to remain like this. I beg you, there is a sister that needs to lose their temper. The angel of your blessing is standing beside you, but we want to see the aggression in you. See, every agenda of darkness that want to make sure my life remain like this. You are a liar. By fire in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness that want my life to remain like this, every agenda of darkness to make sure I remain in this condition, enough is enough. Oh yeah, Satan. In the name of Jesus, pray. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. It's a prayer and a service. We are supposed to have a solution tonight. But tonight your solution must come. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Seriously. Agenda of darkness from my father's house. Agenda of darkness from my mother's house. That want my life to remain like this. I don't care who you are. Scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, scatter. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. Rika bo sotorike, mazeke libra sataya bo sukuya. In the name that is above every other name, as the Lord liveth, by the power that parted the Red Sea, that nobody can stop it. I speak into your life. I speak to that sister's life. I speak into that brother's life. Any area of your life that you need a change, I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above everything, within now and the next 30 days, heaven will release a change upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak solution to that your destiny. I speak solution to that your problem. I speak solution to that your marriage. I speak solution to that your health. I speak solution to that your delay. I speak solution to that your stagnancy. I speak solution to every area of your life that you need help. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, I will lift up my hands up to the hill. For where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I pray for several people here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, if your heaven can be loud, help will drop in your life today. Heaven will release help unto you. In Jesus' name, receive your help. Aha. You are going to pray. No, I told you, it's a prayer thing. We don't have much time to waste our time at all. Shout this one without apology to any power. It's a solution night. Shout it once more time. Say, any affliction that entered into my life when I was sleeping. Zikale bosotorikemos. Say, any affliction that entered to my life while I was sleeping, before I share the grace tonight, jump out by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Affliction that entered to my life, affliction that entered to my marriage, affliction that entered to my health when I was sleeping, in the name of Jesus, before I share the grace tonight, oh yeah, jump out. Aha, pray. Pray. Command the affliction to jump out. My sister, pray. Let the affliction drop out tonight. Tonight is your night. Something must happen. Enough is enough. You must move forward. The affliction must jump out. That delay was planted by God. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted. He said, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? Shall be rooted out. Therefore, tonight I stand as a prophet of the Most High God, standing upon the word in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. He said, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted, the Bible says it shall be rooted out. I want to pray for everyone on the line tonight, including myself and my family, that by the power in the blood of Jesus, he said, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of the Lord will never go unfulfilled. Therefore, tonight, I stand upon the word in Matthew 15, verse 13. Jesus declared, he replied and said, every plant my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted out. God planted your eyes. God planted your nose. God planted your body. God planted your head. But it was not God that planted shame in your life. It was not God that planted disappointment in your life. It was not God that planted delay in your life. Therefore, I stand tonight in the name that is above every other name. Whatever my heavenly Father has not planted in your life, with your loudest amen, it shall be rooted out. 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 Ha ha. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray next one like this. See, every foundational problem that is affecting me now. My sister, my brother, don't say you have prayed this prayer before. Something, the angel of God are really on assignment because of this special solution in that prayer. I want to gather yourself as you pray. Say this one without apology to any power. Say every foundational problem in my life, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Foundational problem. Foundational problem. Every foundational problem in my marriage. Every foundational problem in my destiny. Every foundational problem in my career. Get out by fire. Scatter 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 by fire. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Scatter to them by fire. You the foundational problem. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, scatter. Scatter by fire in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Ha, I have a word for somebody here. The Lord says I should decree to your life that from today, whoever is close to you and is behind your problem, if your amen is loud, heaven will trouble them to death. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says a man's worst enemy are the members of his household. I don't know who you grew up with. I don't know who you went to secondary school together with. I don't know your past relationship that is sitting upon your glory. But tonight I decree, whoever knows you, whoever has worked with you, whoever knows your secret, whoever knows your starting point, and they are behind your problem, heaven will judge them tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Say thank you, Jesus. We are still praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. I beg you, in the name of Jesus. Don't say this prayer doesn't concern me. Many of us, you complain of headache. You complain of backache. Something just, your leg is just breaking you. You don't know what is going on. It might be a serpent that is walking around your life, looking for where to strike. Say this all loud and clear. Say, serpent of affliction, biting any area of my life. Ha! Yakama! They could bite your finances. That's why when you, the money you gather together, somebody will just take it away like that. That is serpent biting that place. They can bite health. The doctor just say, I'm sorry. What happened is that the kidney has already packed off. They are the one biting the place. Search out this one loud and clear. They might bite your marriage to the extent that you will make sure that you put all effort to make sure things work. Yes, nothing works in that place. They might bite your certificate to make sure you go to school, but you might not be able to graduate. These are the serpents of affliction. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every serpent of affliction biting any area of my life. Ha! You are a liar! Be roasted by fire! In the name of Jesus! Be roasted, 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 be roasted. Open your mouth and declare. Wherever you think they are biting, they might be biting your marriage, they might be biting your children, they might be biting your health, they might be biting your finances, they might be biting your ministry, they might be biting your job. Open your mouth and pray. Every serpent of affliction biting any area of my life, collapse and die. Be roasted 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 and die. In the name of Jesus, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I pray for somebody here. The next prayer point, by the time you finish the prayer, that Goliath in your father's house, that has refused to die, suddenly you will hear about the obituary. In the name of Jesus, when there was a battle in 1 Kings chapter 16, David was not there when Goliath was boasting. When he got to the playground, he said, "What shall be done to a man that will bring the end of this thing down? How dare you be boasting against my God?" He said, "No." He said, "No, no." He said, "This one, they will marry this. They will give us all kind of promises. You will marry the daughter of the king. You will do this." He said, "Hey, don't worry. This once, I will bring down your head." And he threw only one stone. One stone brought out the head of Goliath. As you pray this next prayer, everyone representing Goliath in your father's house, everyone representing Goliath in your mother's house, everyone to say without them you will not exist, everyone that say without them you will not make it in life, in the name that is above every other name, the Almighty God will delete them from this world, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Say, "Powers of my father's house that ate my existence, hear the word of the Lord, die by fire in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power of my father's house, of my mother's house, that hates my existence, enough is just enough. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, the power of my father's house that ate my existence, you are a liar. You must die. I must make it. In the name of Jesus, I must make it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, yesterday we pray against battle expanders. These are the battles that come into somebody's life small. But by the end of the battle, the father is big. A brother, I told you before several times, he started a battle with ordinary tooth. His tooth was removed because of the pain in hand. And that tooth, after several years, sentenced him to death. Why? He didn't die of car accident. He didn't die of plane crash. It was a tooth that he removed that sent him to grave. You are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. I beg you, don't joke with this prayer. Say, "Any wicked power that want to introduce more problem in my life, in order to kill me, you are a liar, die in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any power anywhere that want to introduce more problem that will lead to my death, you are a liar, die. Pray that prayer, my sister. Don't joke with this prayer. Something is happening. This is a midnight prayer. Don't joke with it at all. In the name of Jesus, something will happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. My life must move forward. Any power that hates my existence, any power that wants to introduce more problems into my life in order to kill me, you are a liar. Die. In the name of prepare yourself. Don't keep quiet. Enough is enough. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, 40 people gather themselves together. They say they will not eat, they will not drink until they make sure they hear Paul. I don't know who has consulted shrine because of you. In the name that is above every other name, whoever has taken your name to any shrine, whoever has taken your children's name to any shrine, whoever has taken your picture to any coven, in the name that is above every other name, with your sevenfold amen, their obituary shall be announced. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. In Acts chapter 23, verse 11, the Bible says 40 people. They don't, you don't need to open it yet. I will read it for you. He said, but, he said 40 people. And when he said, but by the following day, night, but the following night, the Lord stood by and said, be of good cheer, Paul. You have, you, as you have testified in me in Jerusalem, you shall also be a witness in Rome. Meanwhile, they had plotted against him. In verse 12, when it was in the day, some Jews bounded themselves together with oath, under a certain oath, saying they will neither drink, they will neither eat until they kill Paul. Ah, and the Bible says in verse 13 of that Act 23, it said, now there were more than 40 people that formed a conspiracy against Paul. I don't know the number of people that are not happy because you are making progress. I don't know the number of people that are not happy because you are in United Kingdom. I don't know the number of people that are not happy because you are not married, because you are married. I don't know the number of people that are happy about your present condition. Hear the word of the Lord. As they gather together, the fire of Elijah will scatter them. In the name of Jesus, they will scatter, 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 they will scatter together. The Bible says in verse 14, they came to the chief priest. They were not, after making the oath within themselves, they came to the chief priest and the elders and said, you know what, chief? I know you are the elders of the city. We have bound ourselves under a great oath. Ah, I don't know who has made a vow with the devil to make sure they waste your life. In the name of Jesus, you will attend their funeral ceremonies. In the name of Jesus, they came to the chief priests and to the elders and said, we are bound ourselves under a great oath that we will not eat nothing and or we will not drink nothing until they kill Paul. Ah, you are going to pray this prayer for loud and clear. Say, whoever is holding a satanic fast because of me and my family, die in that fast. In the name of Jesus, pray. Anyone fasting because of me and my family, saying I will not make it in life. Anyone going to a satanic fast, saying I will not make it in life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, mommy, pray that prayer for yourself. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer for yourself. Aha! Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name. We are praying. You are still praying for yourself. You are going to say this all without powers, without apology to any power. Say, powers of my father's house that I vowed that I will never be delivered. Ha! Oh God, arise! Set me free in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let God arise and set you free. Let God arise and set you free. Let God arise and set you free in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and set me free. Holy Ghost, set me free. Father, set me free. Holy Ghost, 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 set me free. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. There is somebody here tonight. The word for you is that the Egyptian you saw, before you call this light tonight, in fact, the Lord said, I should tell you that, yes, tonight, you shall never see them again. In the name of Jesus, you will not see them again. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. We are going to pray the next prayer for like this. Say, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Now we are going to the next level of prayers. I want everybody to open a Bible now to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. We want to pray against the infirmities and the incurable disease of corona. We want to pray against it now. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 43. My brother, my sister, one of the greatest things you need, apart from personal hygiene in this season of problem or turbulence, is the strength in the Word of God. If you do not have the strength in the Lord, let me tell you, the opposite of strength is fear. If you start watching news every day, the only thing they will keep saying is that the number of people have been increasing every day. Yet, no solution. But if you are in Christ, if you are in God, although 1,000 might fall at your side, Kayaba, Seterino, and 10,000 at your right hand, but the Bible has confirmed it to you and Hayo that it will not come near you. If you leave that place, go to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. He said, no weapon fashioned against you, the Bible says, shall prosper. So they might try the weapon, but they might fashion it against you, and it will not prosper. That's what Jesus said. He said, although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Bible says, I fear no evil, for God is with me. If you look at the Bible very well, there are so many wonderful promises. But what the enemy can do is he can use fear to waste people's life. Look at shops today all over the world, not even in the UK alone, all over the world. They are fighting and they want to buy tissue paper, they are fighting. Let me ask you, why would the only thing that they say is the solution now be scarce in the city? They say, use tissue, wash your hands. Use sanitizer, and those things are the ones that are cast. Is it not demonic activities? It is demonic. They are those things are supposed to be the surplus thing in the city now, because they want everybody to use it. Now they are packing it away from every shop, and they say there's a problem. So the only solution is the prayer. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil, for God is with me. If no matter how careful you are, let me tell you one thing, if you do not pray, the enemy might attack the person. Prayer is the only solution. So the next set of prayer we're going to pray down is to pray against infirmity and this corona disease. But I want to encourage you with one scripture. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. What did he say? Isaiah 43, verse 2. He said, when thou passest through waters. He didn't say, if you pass through waters. So you might not know, you might be extra careful. Even if you are using oxygen to generate gas in your house, you might be extra careful. But let me tell you, you still have to pass through waters. You go to shop, you go to your car. If somebody has go to your car, before you go there in the morning and put your hand on it, you don't know. Will you be cleaning the car in the morning? You don't know. It's only God that can help us. Will you be cleaning your seat everywhere? You will try for some time. You will get fed up. And you'll be tired of it. You'll be down trying to open the door everywhere. The only way out is just the word of God. He said, why you pass through waters? God said, I will be with you. Although you, even when you pass through many rivers, he said, they shall not overflow thee. He said, when you walk through fire, that fire will not burn you, nor the flame come to your dwelling place. That is the only scripture I want you to encourage yourself tonight. I am not against the fact that you keep your personal hygiene, very good, wash your hand very well, make sure you wash your clean tissue. It's good, it's very good, very good. It's even a good training for us to have a personal hygiene. But the point is that without prayer, the enemy might strike. So we are going to pray some prayers now. He has promised you and I that he will not put the disease of the Egyptian upon you and I. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, chapter 15, verse 26. He said, I will not put this disease upon me. I will not put it upon you. The disease will be on the city, but I will not put it upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray for you tonight. As you pray these prayers, it will work for you and your family in the name of Jesus. No evil disease will locate your family in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name that is above every other name, You coronavirus, hear the word of the Lord. Die now in the name of Jesus. Die now in the name of Jesus. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft seed of coronavirus planted in my country. Ha! Die! Every witchcraft seed of coronavirus planted around me, planted around my nation, in the name of Jesus, die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Is it not a mystery? Today, they closed all, in fact, 2 weeks ago, they closed all the schools in America. Today, they closed all the schools in both Nigeria and in UK here. They closed all the schools. But yesterday, the source, the starting point of Corona, they opened their schools. It is in China. They went back to school yesterday. So it's an agenda. You are going to pray number two like this. Say, any demon of coronavirus planted around my life, Holy Ghost fire, scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every demon of coronavirus planted around my family, every demon of coronavirus planted around my wife, oh yeah, in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer, my sister. Pray that prayer, my brother. Don't joke with this prayer. It's a special prayer tonight. I want to address those things tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Any country you are, whether in Nigeria, China, Afghanistan, Iraq, everybody is affected with this thing now. That's why every country lock up their borders so that nobody can come and add to their problem. But you are going to pray for the country where you are. Say this one loud and clear. Say, as from today, every authority of coronavirus in United Kingdom, die in the name of Jesus. Every demon of coronavirus in the United Kingdom, oh yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every demon of coronavirus around United Kingdom, I command you to die. Mention the country where you are. Every demon of coronavirus around United Kingdom, in Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say, territorial arrow flying day and night with coronavirus. The Bible said, thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that fly by day. So there is the arrow that flies in the day. In fact, I don't like listening to news, because the data that I listened to one tonight, they said Northwick Park Hospital is now full of people there. They are now transferring patients to another hospital. Why? It started small. I told you about something that started small. You are going to pray. Say, territorial arrow flying around with coronavirus. My life and my family are not your candidate. Die in the name of Jesus. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Die. In the name of Jesus. Die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, Holy Ghost fire, arise and burn every demon of coronavirus in this nation. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, arise tonight and burn now every demon or coronavirus in this nation. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, burn them now. Oh yeah, burn them now. Oh yeah, burn them now. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, burn them now. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says your body is the temple of the Most High God. Say you, my body. Hear the word of the Lord. You are the temple of the Most High God. Therefore, no corona disease shall enter my body and the body of my family in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. No disease in the name of Jesus can enter, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no disease, no demon can enter into the my family. In the name of Jesus, I command to die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, blood of Jesus, laminate my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus laminate my life and family. Blood of Jesus, laminate my life and my family. Laminate my life and that of my family against corona disease. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, laminate my life, 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 laminate my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray the next prayer like this. Beloved, listen to me carefully to this. Those who study science very well, I think there are three levels of, there's the tissue, there's something they call cell, and the collection of cells together, I think they call it organ. Yes. Yes. You are going to mention the cell. Cell played a role, a major role in everybody's life. There is reproductive cell. There is all kind of cells, and I'm not a biology student, but I know about several. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say any corona disease targeting any cell in my body. Ha! Say you corona disease targeting any cell in my body. Hear the word of the Lord. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. You that corona disease targeting my lungs. You that corona disease targeting my trachea. You that corona disease targeting my any organ in my body. Oh yeah, die, die, die. You that disease must die. It must die. It must die. It must die. In the name of Jesus. It must die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say any evil hand that want to put sickness in my body, intentionally or unintentionally, ha! We die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every word that want to put sickness into my body, oh yeah, we die, we die, we die, we die, we die by fire, we die by fire, we die by fire. In the name of Jesus, we die, we die, we die, we die. We die by fire. In the name of Jesus, we die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh God, my Father, arise and scatter any incurable disease. I said to tamper with me and my family in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and scatter them tonight. Every curable disease is targeting against my family in the name of Jesus. Every curable disease targeting me and my family in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, wash me clean and make me whole. Wash my children. Cover your environment. Cover your house with the blood of Jesus. Cover your destiny with the blood of Jesus. No disease can tamper with you in the name of Jesus. Any fever, any cough in your life, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Your children will not die. My children will not die. My wife will not die. Your husband will not die. You will not die. I will not die. We shall live to declare the word of God in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are still going to pray. Say, any sickness whatsoever, aside to send me to grave. Ah, You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray that prayer. Masataya baba baba. Rikemo soto rikemo. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Masiketi la rosoto ya. You that corona disease, you shall not kill me. You cannot kill me. In the name of Jesus, my body carry fire. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to sing this song that your body must carry fire. My body carry fire, oh carry fire, oh yeah carry fire, oh carry. My body carry fire, oh carry fire, oh yeah carry fire, oh. My body carry fire, oh body. My kidney body carry fire, oh. My wife body carry fire, oh carry fire. Say my body, yeah, the word of the Lord, carry the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let your body carry fire in the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. Yes. Men and body, carry fire. In the name of Jesus, carry fire. In the name of Jesus, my body carry fire now. In the name of Jesus, my body, carry the word of the Lord, carry fire. In the name of Jesus, carry fire now. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, in Luke chapter 4 verse 38, that Peter's mother-in-law was sick, and they asked Jesus to do something to help her. Peter's mother-in-law was very, very sick, and with high fever, that means the temperature was very, very high, and they asked Jesus, please do something about this woman. And Jesus stood very close to her and ordered the sickness to go away. I am praying for somebody here tonight. I might not be close to you, but I don't know the kind of sickness in your body. But one thing I know, in Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says he has given us a name that is above every other name. He said he has given us a name above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. I don't know the name of the sickness in your body. I don't know the name of the sickness has attacked you. I don't know what you are covering with the cloth in your body. But in the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, receive your total healing. Receive it alive in the name of Jesus. He said, Jesus touched the woman. He stood very close to her and ordered the sickness to go away. And the Bible recorded that the sickness went away, and she got up and began to serve God. Many of us want to worship the Lord. We want to serve the Lord, but there is something that is holding us down. How can you serve God when you are having an issue of blood? It's not really, really possible, let me be honest. But there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. The Bible says that woman was just determined that, let me just touch the hem of Jesus' garment. That blood will just see. For 12 solid years, up to 12 years, a singular problem. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. I don't know who you are, but any organ in your body that is malfunctioning, any organ in your body that is missing their functions, in the name that is above everything, before tomorrow morning, heaven will repair the organ. In the name of Jesus, in your sleep, just like Adam slept, and God removed two bones, two ribs from him, to create great Eve. Be your sleep tonight. In the name that is above every other name, whatever is not working well, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, is it your liver? Is it your lung? Is it your intestine? Is it your bile? Whatever the name, He has given us a name that is above every other name. Therefore, tonight I decree that thing will receive a divine resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, a divine resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The Bible says in verse 40 of that Luke chapter 4, when the sun went down, and they saw what happened to Peter's mother-in-law, the Bible says they gathered all friends that are sick to Jesus, and He lay hands on them and healed all of them. Tonight I decree, in the name of Jesus, heaven will lay hands on you. Heaven will lay hands on your children. Heaven will aid hands on your life. In the name of Jesus, you will not doubt this evil disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will preserve you and your life. In the name of Jesus, He will deliver you from this disease. When you are walking ahead of you, the disease will not meet you on the way. When it's behind you, the Lord will push you forward. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, thou power of God, flow through my body now, in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, flow, 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 flow. Let the power of God flow through your body now, in the name of Jesus. Thou power of God, flow through my body. Oh yeah, flow through my lungs. Oh yeah, flow through my intestine. Flow through my nose, in the name of Jesus. Any form of virus, oh yeah, any form of bacteria, in my body system, oh Lord, flow through them tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every dream of coronavirus that wants to manifest at all costs in my life, say, every news of coronavirus that wants to manifest at all costs in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, open your eyes, pray. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Pray. Yeah, pray. Yes. Pray. Ah, yes. Pray. That dream will not come to my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Before I land up tonight, I would like to encourage everybody that is done tonight. Open Job chapter 3 verse 25. Just a few stuff before I land up tonight. One thing that this outbreak can do is that it can instill unusual fear in people's life. If you don't believe me, you will see how people are fighting on trolleys in the stores. Fighting on trolley. I saw a queue today. Somebody posted it on WhatsApp. I saw it's as long as from Kent to London. It's a very long queue. Why? Because of the fear of what will happen. Beloved, there are some set of people in the midst of problem. They live in Goshen. Goshen is a land of peace. There was darkness in Egypt, but there was light in Goshen. There was no food in Egypt, there was surplus in Goshen. So, of course, Goshen is where you should pray that God should take you to. In John chapter 3, fear is very dangerous. I beg you, don't be afraid of this thing. I'm not saying you should now take it and that is, I want to go and do whatever. No. Do your personal hygiene, follow the rule, and please don't let the fear of what they display on the TV come upon you. For one reason, I'll tell you why now. Job said something in Job chapter 3. He said, verse 25, that which I feared has come upon me. Look at what Job says. that he's always afraid of. He's always fear. That which I feared has come upon me. That which I feared. I what? Come upon me. I pray for you today. That scripture is very simple but powerful. See, what I feared most. He said in Job 3 verse 25, what I feared most has come upon me. So don't let this thing come upon you because of fear. He said, what I dreaded. Ah, no. Has happened to me. Look at what happened to him. Job said he has no peace. One. He has no quietness. Two. He has no rest. 3, but only turmoil. Why? Because he feared that thing, and that thing came unto him. My brother, my sister, instead of fear, have faith in the Lord. Hold on to the word of God. Be strong. You know they that know their God. The Bible says they shall be strong and they will do exploits. This same Job, when the turmoil was too much in him, he said something in Job chapter 19, verse 25. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. This was the person that was feared. It was now later on, after the whole thing, when he now strengthened himself. In Job chapter 42, look at verse 42. Job chapter 42, go there. Job 42, I want to see the end of Job there. Job chapter 42, verse 10. Job chapter 42, look at the man, he feared initially. Now after fear, he now believes that God is on his side. And after that one, Job chapter 42, verse 10, make up here, understand one thing. Job 42, verse 10. That was the last chapter that Job wrote. He said, Job in 42, verse 10, he said clearly that after Job has prayed for his friend, so it is our duty again, those who are in the hospital, please let us pray for them. He reminded them, even in your closet, as you are being locked down in your house, remind them, Father, I pray for those who are sick, Father, deliver them, help them, let this disease get out of their body. It is powerful. After Job prayed for his friend, comma, the Lord restored all his fortune, all, and he gave him twice as much as he had. All his brothers and sisters, everyone who had came to him before, now ate on his table. They comforted him and consoled him over all his trouble that he had brought to him. And each of them gave him silver and gold. But the Bible said the Lord, verse 12, blessed the later part of Job like that, the former. He had 14 sheep and so on like that. And the Bible says in the last scripture, it said, after this, in verse 16, Job lived 140 years after that. He saw his children, he saw their children, up to the fourth generation. I stand to decree today, in the name of Jesus, I pray you will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, you will see your children's children. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Job died as a man at old age. Please, the bottom line tonight is that please fear not. The Lord is with you. Isaiah 41 verse 10. He said, I will hold you with my hand of righteousness. Don't worry. Instead of you, I will listen to their news and be afraid. Go unto the scripture and look at the according to the scripture. And the Lord will be with you in Jesus' name. Say thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless your holy name for what you have done tonight. It is you that has made us gather tonight again. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. For as many people that have prayed this prayer tonight, Father, let corona be a thing that will be far from them in the name of Jesus. As east is far from the west, so shall corona disease be far from them and their family, me and my family, in the name of Jesus. Over your family back home, you will not hear bad news. Over your family abroad, you will not hear bad news. I pray for those who are sick, the Lord will heal them in the name of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Don't forget, by the grace of God, on Tuesday, we are meeting again on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we are meeting with the singles prayer meeting, 8:30 to 9:30. God bless you as you do so. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and His fellowship of this day. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Say hallelujah. 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 Thank you.